Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day.
Then we're going to have a prayer by Pastor Jasper Whitehurst,
And then we will get started, hallelujah, with our testimony service. Here, listen and be blessed after this.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
My God.
Whatever your this is,
yes.
After this, come forth a powerful testimony.
My God
said in his word that he works all things together for the good of those
Hallelujah.
That love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Oh, my God. He is a mighty good and glorious God. Okay.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead, Pastor.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise
oh, my God.
God.
Share the spirit right now.
Yes,
glory to God. God,
Hallelujah.
You thank you for this day, Father. Thank
Hallelujah.
You for your people in this hour, Father. We thank you for, Lord, to give you all the glory, Father,
yes.
Lord, all the praise, Lord, all the honor, Lord. After this, Lord, we thank God for after this.
Hallelujah.
And you have shown yourself mighty and strong. We thank you for the victory
yes,
after
Lord.
This. We thank you, Lord, for the healing after
Hallelujah.
This, Lord.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, for your restoration. After
yes.
this, Lord, we thank God for your healing, your deliverance, Father. We
yes,
thank God
Lord.
for your reconciliation
mm-hmm.
in our life, Father
yes,
God.
Lord.
And your for your true deliverance in our life, Lord. After
yes,
this,
Lord.
Father.
Yes,
oh my
Lord.
God, my God. What a mighty God we say. Is it anything too hard for God? Anything.
Oh,
my God, my God. Won't you do it?
God.
Yes,
yes
he will.
Yes.
Matter of fact, he already done it.
Yes,
you can praise his name in advance, praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we thank you for your words, thank you for your people, thank you for these testimonies going to go forth, be powerful testimony,
Amen.
And let your will be done. That be a blessing to those that hear the word of God, Father, in this hour, Lord. Let your will be done to your glory, to your honor, to your praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And
amen.
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 My God, my
amen.
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We serve a great and mighty God.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Well,
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise God. Woo. Thank you, Lord.
My God, my God.
We're going to go ahead and we're going to get started with our testimony tonight. T&T.
Yes, Lord.
Testimony and thanksgiving.
Powerful
all the powerful time.
Oh, my God, my God.
Yes. Of praising
yes,
our God.
Yes.
We have, now, first of all, I'm going to bring into the studio a young lady. Oh, my God. She has a powerful testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And the special thing about this young lady, my and I don't like to announce people's age, but her age is relevant. And she's in her 20s, praise God. And
Amen.
She don't mind, hallelujah, sharing
and
the goodness and the glory of God in
and
her
shame
life.
No shame.
If you have young people.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
That we sometimes you have young people and they draw back or they become shy when you talk about the things of God. They don't. But we have a young woman on the line tonight, hallelujah, that don't mind telling of the goodness of God in her life.
Grandmother.
Yes, Lord. And that is none other. Her name is Cashmere Whitehurst.
Praise God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Cashmere Whitehurst. Praise God. Cashmere, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we're going to turn this mic over to you so that others will be able to hear and know of the greatness and glory of our God.
And be blessed.
And, yes, Lord, and be blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me see if I can bring her in. Praise the Lord. Cashmere, hold on. Can you hear me?
Yes, I
Cashmere?
Can. Cashmere?
All right. Praise
yes,
the
God.
Lord. The mic is yours, my dear. Go right ahead. Introduce yourself and go ahead with your testimony.
Okay. Hi. My name is Cashmere Whitehurst. I'm 20 years old. And about
Amen.
Last year, around the start of March, I was working at a job called Safeway, and a couple weeks later, I wasn't feeling myself. Every time I kept waking up in the morning, I felt like I always had to throw up. And as soon as I got to work, I immediately threw up. I couldn't hold anything down. And something was bothering my stomach, and I didn't know what it was until a couple of days. Maybe I was, dehydrated or something, or maybe I needed some food in my body. So I'm thinking, okay, Lord, what what's going on with me, what's going on with my body. And I couldn't figure it out until about the fourth day when I went to work. I went to an ER to see what was going on and why I kept throwing up at my job. And so when I had got to the ER, a couple hours later, they had told me that I had leukemia, and I've never had leukemia before. I've heard of it before, like advertised in news articles, on TV, commercials, the radio, and everything. And when they had first told me this, I was scared for life. I thought maybe, like, I wasn't going to make it. Maybe I was going to die or something. And when they had told me this, I didn't know what to think because I was so, I had fear in me and I was so frightened that I just wasn't going to make it. But then that day when they took me to the hospital and everything, they were able to treat it. They were able to tell me what type of, like, leukemia it is. And they were, they had, like, the most nicest nurses there at Inova Fairfax Hospital who were able to, like, cheer me up, put a smile on my face and everything. And at one point when I was in the hospital, I felt as though that, like, something's not right, something's not working properly. So in my mind, I'm thinking maybe I should just give up. And my grandmother had stayed with me in the hospital for over 4 months. But she always put a smile on my face, made me think of happy thoughts and to not always think of negative thoughts, because that's what the devil wants me to think, negative thoughts, and that's not how I am. And so when she had told me to always think positive, always say a prayer and everything, that made me feel much better, to where I'm not thinking about any more negative thoughts of wanting to just give up or wanting to just die, because there is a chance that this can be cured. And so when, I think it was around the middle of May, the middle of May, there was two doctors who had came in, and once they were helping me, like, get better and everything, and it was out of my system, they had told me that with all the results and everything, I was cancer-free. And when they had told me that, I was literally, I couldn't even speak because I was so happy.
Hallelujah.
And so is my grandmother, because she had just came up to the room. And that's when when I had told her, she was praising, dancing, and everything. And I just couldn't stop smiling.
Amen.
So, that's my testimony for tonight, is to never give up, never think of negative thoughts, and always stay positive, no matter what.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you so much for taking the time and sharing your testimony.
Yes.
Because as God's word says, that when you speak what God has done to you, it says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. When you share the greatness of our God with others, you are blessing them. Mm-hmm. You are helping to edify them. You are helping to put the enemy on the run because you're encouraging them. And as you just said, never give up. Mm-hmm. Never give up. When you're a child of God, we always have hope because hope lies in our faith and our trust in him. The word tells us as a man or woman thinketh, so is he. So as you were talking about how initially fear came in, but later on faith took over fear, faith Amen. In your God. And believe me, there is something powerful, as that song of long ago used to say, I had a praying grandmother.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
God. Amen.
You had those that surrounded you like your grandmother
yes.
to keep you lifted up in prayer, and
yes.
your family keeping
yes.
you lifted up in prayer.
Standing in the gap.
Standing in the gap
Praise
for
God.
You.
Yes.
So tonight we just want to honor you and thank you
yes.
and honor our God
thank
for
you.
Bringing and manifesting his healing
yes.
over and through your physical body. So we give God praise for you, Kashmir.
Amen.
Oh, yes, we do. And thank you again for taking the
yes,
time
yes.
tonight to share your testimony with our audience. We love you, and God bless.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is no respecter of persons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And what he has done for Kashmir and
yes.
so many others,
yes. Yes.
if you, whatever your this is, whatever your it is, God will bring
Amen.
You through. Oh,
Praise
yes,
God.
He will. Just trust it. Just trust it. At this time, we're going to ask Elder Lisa Strayhorn. Praise God.
Elder
Lisa, just press 1 on your dial pad.
Amen.
And we're going to dispatch you into the studio. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise God.
Elder,
praise God.
Yes.
Can you hear
Amen.
Me?
Amen.
Yes, God.
Can.
I tell you, I just thank God tonight for a Kashmir testimony. God is
Amen.
So good and worthy to be praised. Oh,
yes,
yes,
he
yes,
says, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Oh, thank
Amen.
You, Jesus, for my Hallelujah. Testimony. Yes.
Hallelujah.
And tonight, the testimony that I have is actually about my daughter. It's like her and my testimony together, and it goes back to when I was carrying her. Well, throughout her life, I can say this, Satan actually tried to kill her 3 times in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And the first mm-hmm. time he tried was when I was pregnant with her.
Mm-hmm.
My gallbladder burst and I rushed mm-hmm. to the hospital and my husband rushed me to the hospital and they told him, you know, they wanted to airlift me to another hospital, but the doctor said that I wouldn't live for that
mm-hmm.
trip to the other hospital. And so I found out there at the hospital that I was pregnant, and they said that I would lose the baby, that they had to operate,
mm-hmm.
you know, right now. And so they operated, and they came in real sad and everything, saying, you know, we need to listen, you know, to see if we hear the baby's heartbeat. And they listened, and the heartbeat was there. And I said, I told y'all I was in God's hands. That was the first
Amen.
Time. Yeah. The second time was when she, her cousins ran into her on their bike. And, I took her to the doctor the next day because she couldn't walk. And I was like, I didn't understand that it wasn't a big hit or anything because I was right there. And I was like, I didn't
mm-hmm.
understand why she couldn't walk. And so we took her to the hospital, to the doctor, her doctor, and he looked, he said, oh, this is just maybe, you know, a sprain or something, you know, that it's definitely not broke anything. And so they came back with the x-ray and found out that her leg was not only broke, but it was she was born with no bone marrow. And she was born with no bone marrow in her leg. And she was about 7 at the time. And what people don't understand is when you're not when you're born with no bone marrow, that means that cancer can come and evade. And the doctor said usually by her age, they either took the leg off or cancer would have invaded so bad that the child would have, you know, passed away. And I said, but God, you know, but God. And so she went off to college, and she joined the college choir. And while singing in the choir, they went to a church, and unfortunately the church baptismal pool glass was cracked, and she didn't know it. She went to extend her arm around the chair that she was sitting by, and then she felt like her hand felt funny, and she brought it back, and she looked at it, and it was oozing blood. Blood was going everywhere, and they rushed her. They was about to rush her to the bathroom to wash it, and the nurse was in the audience, and she ran after them, and she said, no, don't wash it, you know. Don't rinse, you know, don't wash it, because it would have sent her into shock. And the doctor there, with the cut, it cut all the way up her hand. And she was a drummer at church. You know, she would play the drums. And it cut all the way up through her hand. And the doctor was looking at her, and he was like, I don't know why you're not paralyzed right now. You know, he was looking at her, and he was saying, I don't know why you're not paralyzed right now, because that particular you know, injury, a person usually be paralyzed. Or, you know, bled to death, but neither happened. And you know, today, the reason why I share that testimony is because just, you know, the devil, he tried, but God said no, because he had a word for her to do. And this past weekend, she spoke to our young people. She's now the youth leader at our church, you know, for the young people, and she has her heart is for, you know, the young people. Even the work that she do now, it's Youth Villages in Greenville, where she, you know, she's an advocate for young people and to help them and their families, and she's a counselor, and she helps them even go to court. She's sometime up the wee hours of night trying to talk a young person out of committing suicide. And I just wanted to, you know, just to come by and just encourage somebody, because, you know, you may go through, you know, trials and tribulations in your life, but you know, it's just, God is just setting you up, you know, for what he wants you to become. You know, he wants you to be something for him. And, you know, and I just thank God for that. You know, I could have died and she could have died, but God said no. And, you know, and it said that, no, you know, the Bible tells us that no weapon formed against us, you know, will prosper. And it said, it don't mean that the weapon will not be formed, but it will not prosper, because God is good. And he said that he will take care of us, that he will be with us, that he will guide and direct us. And I just think about the words of the song that C.C. Wine is singing, the goodness of God. It said, all my life, you've been faithful. All my life, you've been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. So friends and family, keep your head up. Stand true to God's word, because Jesus is the true foundation. And he will carry you. And he that shall come will come and will not tarry. And I know Jesus is soon to come to take us from this sin-cursed earth. And I just thank God for his goodness and his mercy tonight. And I thank God for you, Pastors Whitehurst, for allowing me to give this testimony. And I pray that it has touched someone tonight.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Elder Lisa. What a powerful testimony.
Yes.
Oh my Lord. And
God.
And when sometimes we have to also know that the things that we go through sometimes it's not for us, but it is for the testimony that will come forth. The greater the test, the greater the testimony.
My God.
And so what you shared tonight regarding you and your daughter, oh, what a powerful testimony. And then she didn't allow the enemy to stop her in the midst. No. But God.
Amen.
And now she is being able to share and be able to feed, as the Lord say, feed my sheep. She's using what God has blessed her with to be able to go forth and be able to minister and feed the little sheep, as you said, with her working with the young people.
Yes.
Oh, because in this day and time, just as Kashmir shared as well, young people, oh yes, many of them are going through trials and tests as well, because see, the enemy knows his time is short. Jesus Christ is soon to return, but God, even in the midst, he can, as I said earlier, he's no respecter of person, no respecter of age. What he has done for one, he will do for another. And his little one, oh my God, oh yes, he will wrap his loving arms around them.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God has a divine plan for their life as well.
Oh yes, he does.
Definitely plan for them. Life as well too, and he's gonna help to bring forth mighty for the glory of God to his kingdom.
Yes,
and so God got work for them to do as well.
Yes, Lord, a mighty work.
Amen.
Praise God. So yes, we thank you so much, Elder Lisa, Elder Strayhorn, for you sharing that testimony tonight, and I know it blessed the hearts of someone that heard it. Praise God, because God promises that his word goes forth. And it does accomplish that for which he has sent and purposed it to accomplish in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
God. Thank you so much.
Yes.
At this time, we're going to ask Mother Pat Gallo. Praise the Lord. Mother Pat, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we'll dispatch you into the studio. Mother Pat has testimonies that she would like to share. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But before I share Simone that I want to give y'all, I've listened to Kashmir and her mother's testimony. And my God, my God, my God.
Amen.
Kashmir, if you listen to me, baby, you was marked for God from the womb.
Amen.
Mother, oh, Kashmir's mother. Baby, God's hand was upon you to bring that baby forth for such a time as this. Kashmir, you have not seen all what God is going to do through your life. Your generation is looking for truth. Your testimony is truth. And your testimony will go forth and win souls for the kingdom. And as I pray for my young grandchildren, I always say, Lord, let them reach their generation and do mighty exploits in the kingdom of God to reach their generation in Jesus' name. Baby, I am so glad to hear your testimony. Mother, I am so glad to hear your testimony, because there's nobody but God. Nobody but God mark y'all for this time. Now, let me give you my testimony.
All right. Amen.
I just got off a 21-day fast. I prayed. And I asked God, I say, you know, I said, God, what is your word for me? And his word was, listen to this. I brought you through 21. Now, what you going to do in 22? And as I heard that, I say, Lord, I'm going to pray more. I'm going to praise more. I'm going to evangelize more. And I'm going to give more. You understand?
Amen.
And I'm telling you, the beginning of this year, My son had emergency surgery. He was drove himself to the hospital, ended up in ICU, and with his character, a couple of days later, he signed himself out of ICU and went home. My little grandbaby, great-grandbaby, got mauled by a dog, and thank God the dog did not tear into any vital organs or anything, but he had several stitches on his body. And he's such a rough character. He busts the stitches loose, and he's doing fine back to school. My best friend that came when I had surgery, I had breast cancer, I had surgery. I had shoulder replacement. That was last year. So this young lady, I consider her like a sister. Her daughter had a massive heart attack, 48 years old. Immediately we went to the throne of God. And I love Pastor Lisa because she like us. We don't wait until we get off the phone to pray with you. If you say, sister, pray for me, well, baby, we praying right then and there before you get off that phone.
And that's what we did.
And so we got together and we prayed, Pastor Lisa, my daughter, myself, and then we had several other people, but not on that particular phone call. That young lady had 100% blockage to the inferior part of her heart and a 50% blockage in another area and 60% in another, 48 years old. Walking, talking, no revision, out of the hospital. Then she ended up getting dehydrated a couple of days later, went back in the hospital. She's out. Doing well. Amen. Now, today, her son had a heart attack. This is a curse. The devil is trying to take him out with this curse. It's a familiar curse because it's on the maternal side and the paternal side, maternal and paternal. But I tell you what, God is more powerful than what the devil is, and we started buying this. And loosen that generation curse out of that family. The young man is doing fine, and I thank God for that. Now, as I said, I told the Lord, I'm going to pray more. I'm going to praise more. I'm going to give more. I'm going to evangelize more. And I tell you what, he kept me to my word. And this is just the beginning of the year. So I just praise God for every opportunity, like I've said several times before. I praise God for every opportunity when I can call on the name of Jesus and when I can stand on the power of the blood of Jesus. When I stand on the power of the blood of Jesus, I proclaim that I already have the victory over sin, over Satan. All his agents and the things of this world. And it's through the blood of Jesus that paved us a way to the Father so that we can receive every blessing, every benefit of the blood of his son. Don't never give up. Now, Cashmere, when I did a testimony before, I say never give up because the minute you give up, that's when you lose out on your victory. Your victory could be the very next breath you take. Never give up. We got a saying in our family, no quits. We do not quit until God say, okay, let's stop. But you know what? I believe God's going to say, let's stop because he know we after doing his business upon this earth. So be blessed, my sisters and brothers. I enjoyed that testimony from Cashmere.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Mother Pat.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. What a powerful testimony. And also, too, did you all hear Mother Pat said that she, the Lord asked her, well, what is she going to do with 22? And she said that she's going to praise more, and she's going to give more, and she's going to evangelize more. Hallelujah. And she's going, what was the other one it was for? Praise more, give more, evangelize more, and pray more. Yes, hallelujah. And she felt that is so true.
Amen.
And she must never give up.
Yes.
No matter what the situation or circumstance may look like,
mm-hmm.
we stand on the word of God. And the word of God tells us that we are to walk by faith and
yes.
not by what we see, not by sight. But we are to live by
yes.
every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
Because our God is such a mighty God.
Mm-hmm.
And these testimonies prove the goodness and greatness of our God. There is nothing. Oh, no, it isn't. There is nothing that is impossible
Amen.
For him. Hallelujah.
Amen. Even today, God is still doing miracle signs and wonders.
Hallelujah.
To his people, praise God. That is still going on to this very day.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
He is faithful to his word.
Yes.
God is forever faithful to his word.
Amen.
Amen. And his word
Amen.
Never fails. There's no failure in God.
Amen.
There's no failure in God.
Amen.
And we thank God for all these great, wonderful, powerful testimonies.
Amen.
And to bring him glory and honor. Oh, what a blessing. What
praise
a blessing.
God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. We're going to take the time to go ahead and open the lines up tonight.
Yes.
If there is anyone else that has a testimony that you would like to share or you would like to even encourage someone,
Amen. Amen.
Go ahead and press one on your dial pad. We have right at about 17 minutes or so still left in this broadcast. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes.
Go ahead and press one on
Amen.
Your dial pad, and we will bring you into the studio so that you can encourage someone else. Hallelujah.
And
praise
edify,
God.
Edify someone. Build someone
build
up.
Build them up.
Build their
edify.
Faith up.
Hallelujah.
Strengthen them.
Is there anyone,
Amen.
Anyone else that would like to share in a comment, like to encourage those that have given testimonies?
Amen.
Anyone. Hallelujah.
You,
praise
this
God.
This is your opportunity to be a blessing to someone else.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Your opportunity
yes.
to bless someone else. We'd
Amen.
Love to hear from you.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, while we are waiting, I have a testimony, hallelujah, to share that the Lord has just laid in my spirit to share.
Amen. Praise God.
Today is January 31st, hallelujah, 2022. And actually, 3 years ago, on January 31st, 2019, I was sitting in an oncologist's office. That's a cancer doctor's office. And I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma. And at the time, my husband and I were there. And we just, after the doctor gave the diagnosis, we began also to just mm-hmm. to look at each other, and we began to pray and rebuke
yes. Yes.
the report of the enemy.
In Jesus' name, yes.
And I asked the doctor at that time, I said, you know, my numbers, my blood cell numbers were extremely high. As a matter of fact, they were up almost 2,500 times what it was supposed to be. But God,
Amen.
I asked him, I said, have you ever seen these numbers go down? And he said, oh, no, we haven't seen these numbers go down. And as a matter of fact, I was scheduled that following week to begin chemotherapy. Oh, but God.
Amen.
As we began, we left the office, and my husband and I began to walk across the parking lot, and I know what Kashmir was talking about mm-hmm. that fear
mm-hmm.
that tries to creep in and tries to come and tell you in your mind,
mm-hmm.
a bad report.
Yes.
But we chose to believe the report, what the word of God said.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, my Lord. And so my husband said, we're going to get a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to another oncologist.
Yes.
In the area, and she told us when we, by the time we got there that following Monday, remember I said I was supposed to start chemotherapy mm-hmm. on Tuesday, and she said, no. She said, your numbers are not at the point right mm-hmm. now where there's, we need to start chemotherapy. She said, now we do have some trials that's going on that you can take part of if you want to try these different medicines and so forth. As a matter of fact, they have prescribed probably like 10 different medicines at the time. And so we just began to pray, and my husband and I made up our mind, we're going to stand on the word of God.
Amen.
Oh, yes, we are, no matter what on this one.
Yes.
We made up our minds that we were going to take this matter to God's hospital.
Amen.
And so we began to pray.
On Dr. Jesus.
We began to call on Dr. Jesus.
Yes.
We began to speak the word of God over my physical body.
Hallelujah.
And the word of God tells us, as shared earlier, as a man or woman thinketh.
Mm. Yes.
So is he.
Yeah.
So the Lord told me, as you begin to get into my word, study my word and think.
Yes.
Think. Change your mindset. Don't even think about anything that the enemy tries to bring. Only think. And as you think, only speak the word of God. We began to play healing tapes.
Amen.
And CDs. Yes. Of God's scripture. I began to, we contacted all the prayer warriors that we knew. We began to listen even on the television and have the healing scriptures to be played throughout the night, even as I slept. And we began to, yes, Lord, we anointed my body in the name of Jesus. Everything that the enemy, and I'm sorry, praise God, everything that God said to do, by the grace of God, that's what we did. Hallelujah. We even anointed our house and rebuked any spirits of the evil one out of our house in the name of Jesus. We spoke and covered ourselves with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, and then I began, and the Lord had shared with me years ago, I had a mass in my breast, and he told me then, cancer is not your journey to walk. And I reminded God of what he said. I said, Lord, you told me then that cancer wasn't my journey to walk. And then I began to pray. I said, Lord, send me someone that is knowledgeable in natural healings, Lord. Send me someone that's knowledgeable in your herbs and holistic healings, and because you said in your word that you put the plants and herbs here for the healing of the nation. Hallelujah. That's God's word. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's nothing wrong with reminding God of his word. You have to live by the words that out of the mouth of God, saying we to line our words up with his word by the grace of God.
Yes.
And we are to be able to think on those things that are true, that are lovely, and that are of a good report, praise God.
Yes.
Well, as I begin to pray that God send this individual that into my life, that did natural herbs, natural healings, and I did not want them from this country. Why did I not want them from the United States? Because most of the doctors in the United States are versed in traditional medication and pharmaceutical drugs.
Yes.
I wanted someone that was versed in the natural ways of healing, that could go back and knowledgeable of herbs and plants.
Amen.
Well, bless God, someone, one of my friends told me, you know, she came to me, as a matter of fact, it wasn't even 2 days later. God moves. Oh, yes, sometimes he moves speedily.
Yes,
and he went ahead, praise the Lord.
Suddenly,
yes, a sudden move, praise the Lord. And so then, she came and she told me, she said, I got someone that I want you to meet. I said, oh, really? She said, yes. She said, it's a lady that I know because her husband does herbal teas. And she said, it's a lady that I know that my husband met that is versed and she knows all about herbs and she knows all about plants and how to use plants and herbs for healing. Oh, my God. And I was like, and the Lord said, okay, remember what you asked me for. So immediately I went up and I saw her. I got her address and went to her business. And lo and behold, guess what? She was not from this country, praise God. And just like when you ask God, remember I said someone that was knowledgeable of plants and herbs, somebody that wasn't from this country, someone that knew about natural healing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God does exceedingly and abundantly above all you could ask or think.
Amen.
Not only did she fit the criteria for those things that I asked, but she's also Holy Ghost Spirit filled, baptized.
You,
oh, yes, she is a believer in Jesus Christ
and
Almighty God.
Amen.
She also takes the time. She said, baby, let me tell you, come on in and I'm going to talk to you. And then we prayed together.
Praise God.
Ever since then, by the grace of God, she's been caught. She said, I'm going to go. I go before the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I ask the Holy Spirit and Almighty God specifically what each one of my clients needs.
Mm-hmm.
Then she tailor makes her juices and herbs based upon the guidance of the Holy Spirit for that person, praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I will tell you, I sit here 3 years later, hallelujah, on January 31st, 2022, today, I walked out of that office not knowing what the future holds, but I knew who holds my future, hallelujah, and that's Almighty God, and my numbers have gone down, and I stand here healed, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, by the grace of God, speaking healing. So there is nothing, when I tell you, there is absolutely nothing that's too hard for our God.
Amen.
Yes, there is nothing too hard for him. So whatever you might be going through tonight, or whatever that you may be dealing with, just know this.
Amen.
Trust God.
Amen.
Stand on his word by faith. I promise you, he will never fail.
You to say you can't make me doubt him because I know
too much
about him.
Goodness,
amen.
Yes,
too much about his healing power.
Oh my God, thank you.
Too much about his worship. Too much about his praise.
Mm-hmm.
Too much about his power.
Yes,
too much
Lord.
About his blood.
Yes,
you can't
Lord.
Make me doubt.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Well, praise God. If we don't have anyone else that wants to share tonight, praise the Lord. We've had enough of the Holy Spirit to move, to carry us on, yes, Lord, for quite some time further, praise God. Thank you all for these testimonies.
And did you taste and see that the Lord is good? Did you taste tonight and see that Almighty God is good? Jehovah?
Yes.
Yahweh?
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Yeah, good.
All the Holy Spirit praise
gave God.
Us a buffet meal tonight.
Yes.
Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Amen.
Praise God. Oh, there is none like him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, we don't want to end this program without giving the opportunity for salvation, because that is the purpose and the reason that we are here.
Yes.
So if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior tonight, we know Romans 10, 9, and 10 gives the formula for being able to and be introduced to him and have everlasting life. And it tells us that all you got to do is just confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved. It's just as simple as that. So simple even a child can understand. So all you have to do is pray a simple prayer that says, Lord, I am a sinner. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my life. I believe that you came to this world. You lived, you died, and was resurrected for my sins. I welcome you into my life as Lord of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed but that simple prayer, my brother, my sister, oh, yes, we welcome you, hallelujah, of God.
Amen.
Your name
Praise
is
God.
Now written down in the Lamb's book of life.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Forever to be and never to be erased. Hallelujah. We give God the praise. Well, we thank God for each one of you, hallelujah, that have tuned in tonight. We pray that this testimony service, hold on, we do have one, praise God. Let's go ahead. Caller, your last four digits are 4848. We have time. You coming. Hallelujah. Minister Hilton.
Praise God. Praise God. I just wanted to say the blood of Jesus is so precious and so powerful, and it has the very life of Christ in it, the life of God, that thing which has redeemed us from all the power of the enemy, that he can by no means harm us or touch us. And everyone who names the name of the Lord Jesus is covered in the precious blood, and the blood gives the very life of the Lord. In Galatians 3:29, it states that, as many as are in Christ are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And we know that the promise with Abraham was that all the nations of the earth would be blessed through him, through the man of faith who was the father of faith. And as many as are in faith are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And again, we are a blessed people. We are the people of God. And the enemy just cannot do whatever he wants to do with us, because we are covered in the blood of Jesus. We are preserved from all of his power. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that we shall be like him. And we are victorious in Christ Jesus through any situation and circumstance. And the Lord always does his greatest work in the midnight hour. And he is always faithful. So again, no matter what we are encountering, God always shows himself faithful. The enemy cannot just come in and do whatever he wants to do with us, because of the precious blood of the Lamb of God that covers us.
Amen.
He calls us by name. He knows us by name. He knows every detail of our life. He knows where he's taking us. And beloved, whoever God bless, no devil and no man can curse. Amen.
That's true.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Minister Hilton. What a powerful word and a powerful way to end this program.
Yes.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The enemy cannot do anything
with
us, because we are covered and sealed by the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Lord.
We thank God again for everyone that shared in this testimony and
thanksgiving
service. We know that it has been a blessing. Praise the Lord, as God's word has gone forth. We pray that you go forth this week and have an awesomely blessed week. And
to
God be
all
the
glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise
have
God.
A wonderfully blessed night. We love you all. Good night. God bless.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever he'll
One word. Come on, everybody. everybody. My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know it's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice. The whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
I am
his grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, look back over your life.
Awesome.
And see where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice to celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice to testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's great.
He's great.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. If you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes. I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Listen. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. Brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.